Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. My guests this morning, and that is plural, are people involved with PAC 293, the Scouts here in North Platte, and they are having a special event coming up tomorrow, and we're going to talk about that. So, Delisha Mata is like, how is your official title? I know you're like the head Cub Scout mom. But what's your official title?
I am a den leader for the Arrow of Light. Those are your fifth graders participating in the Scout program with PAC 293.
Okay. And introduce who you have with you today.
Oh, we have several individuals very big with our scouting pack. We have the Winchester family.
Yes, and you got all of them,
scouts.
All but one.
Yes. And then my son Desmond is here, and we're all gathered here today to talk about this event coming up.
Okay, now, let's get the particulars out of the way. When and where and what times?
So, Saturday, August 6th.
A week from tomorrow,
we're having a big recruitment event. This includes kindergarten through fifth grade. All families and everybody's welcome to come attend.
Now, to be a Cub Scout themselves, they have to be in the kindergarten to fifth grade.
To be a Cub Scout, okay. For this, to join the pack, yes.
And Miss Winchester, have you had any, I know your son is well up into the Cub Scout. Have you had any graduate into the Boy Scout realm yet?
Not yet. We just finished our third year, so we're just starting our fourth year Scouts. So both of my boys, Samuel and Joshua, started Cub Scouts. We're going into our fourth year. And Samuel was going into second grade. Joshua was going into kindergarten. And so now here we are three years later going into their fourth scouting year. And so this is his last year of Cub Scouts. And then he is planning to move into, they call it crossing over into the actual Boy Scout program.
Very good.
And it's been wonderful for our family. Just wonderful.
With the different events that I have been involved with, that you guys have invited me to come out. And I joke with people and tell them that I'm adopted by Troop 293.
Yes.
I'm your mountain man.
That's right. It's wonderful. Our kids learn so, there's so much to share and teach us, and we have so much to learn. It's been wonderful.
And I know your boys have been right in the middle of it, particularly Sam. He's like a leader, so he's right
yeah,
in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's true. You really do learn leadership skills in Scouts. And yeah, like I said, he's beginning his fourth year of Cub Scouts, and it's just been wonderful for all of us and for the kids'
skills. Let's talk a little bit more about the event that's going to happen next Saturday. It's going to start at 11 a.m., so do you have anything particularly that's going to happen right at 11, or just everybody get there and then you go into, like, there's lunch being served, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So come at 11 o'clock at Centennial Park. And Nebraska Land National Bank will be providing the lunch, including hamburgers and hot dogs.
Are they bringing their grill out to cook?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That is a great grill.
Delicious food.
Delicious. Well, you got to have food.
That's right.
You guys remember cooking with me, don't you?
Yes. Yes. Wonderful. Texas sweet chili was one you made out of the campground, and also I think the last time it was like a stew, vegetable stew.
Yeah, we've done those because those they're easy to make and they go long.
Yes.
You can feed a lot of people with
and delicious.
Now you have water games listed. Yeah. What are the water games?
So what it is that a Cub Master in there, they're gonna get dunked for the water games.
So you get to dunk a Cub Master.
Yes.
I think it's
so
Will.
Your mom is gonna get dunked?
Actually, our Cub Master of the pack, he volunteered to sit in the dunk tank.
Yeah, I think Will's gonna take a turn too.
Ooh.
So just our Cub Master just the whole time. But yeah, we're gonna have the dunk tank there that you can, I think you throw the ball to hit
the target.
And then if you hit it, you dunk them in, so.
And then it lists some other special games. What are the other special games?
We We got some leadership games or kind of teammate games with some buckets and water sponges, and we got to try to collect as much water into one bucket from the other. What about the Orbeez?
Can you explain about the? Do you remember what we're talking about with the? So we're gonna have these special water guns that shoot the Orbeez.
What's an Orbee?
It's so if you put it in water, it expands.
Oh, okay.
And like the tiny ones that you shoot out, and they go like eight at like a time. They go super fast.
Really? They're like water filled little.
And they look like bees.
Like little beads. Okay. Yeah.
And we had one, but one of D'Angelo's friends took it away.
Oh. But there will be targets, and they get to shoot out those. And
because that is a skill they do learn in scouting, mm-hmm. is to shooting. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, like the hunting, those types of skills. So, so that's I think that's going to be really fun. They can practice shooting
targets.
And yes, and then we're going to have. Another thing they do in Scouts is the bottle rockets with the pop bottles, and you shoot them up into the air.
Oh, so we're pressurize planning to do that them a little, yeah.
Yeah, yes. We're planning to do that, too.
Very good. Now, Julie Geiser's going to be out there from the game in parks, and what parts does she have in the event?
She has helped with our pack on several occasions as well. What we're excited about is Nebraska Game in Parks will be helping with this chance of a lifetime fishing permit. So when we have individuals come and interested in the joining the pack, sign up for new membership, and then you'll be
anybody that signs up, their name's put into a drawing for that.
Correct.
Oh,
yes.
Very cool. How many people you hope to get or expecting to get at this event?
We would like everyone to come.
anyone's welcome. Seriously, anyone's welcome to come over and have fun, eat some free food, learn about Scouts. It's just a wonderful program. It's a wonderful program. Teaches really useful skills, character, integrity, standing up for what's right. It's just helping
There's a lot of good things that theoretically come out of Scouts, and I like to see it, too. That's one of the reasons I get involved with it is... Now, Desmond, Sam, where'd the other one go? He's hiding behind.
Joshua.
There he is.
He's going into third grade. He'll be a bear this year.
The different sessions that I've come out and helped you guys do things, what do you remember as being the most fun thing you did?
Building a fire starter with you. That was fun.
You like that one?
That's cool.
That was fun.
Do you know what the word pyromaniac means? That's somebody that likes fires. That's me. Desmond, what about you?
So remember when we went in your backyard and we made those pizzas?
Oh yeah.
Then we started how to make a fire and put it out.
Yep.
Like you just put sand on top of it.
Yep. I have a couple fire pits right in my yard for practicing different things. Mm-hmm. So you guys like that one?
Yeah, we fulfilled our appetite.
And your house, too, because I like the view of the lake.
Aww.
Yeah, that's good. And then, do you guys remember making the tent?
Yeah.
The shelter?
Yeah.
Now, you were going to go make your own that night and not sleep in it. You were going to sleep out on your own. Did you do that?
No, because my mom was trying to, like, save me or just...
He's still a cub, maybe when he's a Boy Scout.
Oh, Mom. That's a good skill to know.
He's ready.
I teach those type of classes, basic survival. Even, you know, if you're driving in the wintertime, just going to Grandma's house. Mm-hmm. If you're driving in winter here in Nebraska, and particularly if you're getting kind of up and away from town and out across the sand hills, all you got to do is slide off the road and you're in an emergency situation.
Yeah.
So I teach some classes on what people need to carry with them and how to deal with it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So every
year with scouting, they build more and more essential skills to help them with obstacles or events that may come up later in life. So that's what's been great, starting from the beginning and every year progressing to something maybe a little bit more challenging.
Very good. Now, I know when we're doing the sessions that I've helped with, you have a book, a scouting Bible.
Yes.
Of somewhere.
Yes, so each year we are...
You're just going through the pages like we're doing this.
Yes, it's been really nice. So with scouting, there's programming to follow. And I'm sure each den, each pack may have various attempts to fulfill them. But we take note to all the information in these books, and we fulfill all our requirements.
What does it cost to get into Scouts? Is there just like a starting fee that you need?
Yeah, so there is a basic fee. I'm not sure right off the top of my head. And then we have our pack fee, but all the kids and that are signed and registered are pretty much insured and covered with our...
Okay, that's what the money's going for.
Yeah, just your registration fees and then their expenses to help participate with the different various okay. activities.
And I know as the boys go on and go into Boy Scouts, ultimately, like the Eagle Scout program, I've worked with a few Eagle Scouts when they did their projects, and man, they come up with some cool stuff.
Yeah.
So.
And you see it all over the place. Even around the country, I've seen Eagle Scout project for this, and it's just wonderful. They learn to help their community. I've seen several projects out at the lake.
I was just out at the lake a couple weekends ago. They had Carparama out there.
Great.
And there's a fire pit with four benches around it.
Yeah.
That was a scout project.
Yeah, we saw that around Memorial Day. We went with my parents, and it was wonderful. It's an Eagle Scout project right by the lake there at the outlet.
Yeah, right at the outlet area.
Yes.
There's one of the Eagle Scout projects that I covered and did a story on, and I believe it is the only one like it in the United States. It's a complete program, but you cannot see it. That was a very different one. And it was a young man, Parsons was his name, and he built artificial reef structures, and they worked with the Game and Parks, and they sank them in a few of the local interstate lakes to attract fish. They're like, artificial reefs. So they're down there, but unless you're scuba diving, you don't see them. And I actually did that. They sunk one, and then a little later, I put on my frog togs and hopped in, and there was already fish meandering around in the middle of them.
Wonderful. It's wonderful.
So
that's the love for the outdoors, the appreciation for wildlife. It's that's just wonderful.
Very good. We're going to take a commercial break or?
Nope,
we're going to run with it. So
also 5 minutes.
Also, you were mentioning the with the cost of scouting, we have our popcorn sales. Scouts do the popcorn sales program, and it starts in this September, and it's really wonderful because, like my husband says, Scouts can earn, they earn their way.
Right.
They learn to earn their way with the program, and my boys have learned so much confidence through that. People have been so kind to them as they've
September
been, when
10th,
they go door to door.
They'll start knocking on doors, so please be kind with our Scouts.
I had one young man who I've met through the pack. And he came by, he was going to sell popcorn, and he came up, knocked on the door, and he went through his prepared speech. He was a couple sentences into his speech, and then he looked up and he goes, "I know you."
That's wonderful.
So he had remembered me from one of the campouts that we did, and of course I bought some popcorn. So, what do you guys like most about doing on the camping? Sam?
Setting up your tent, that's fun.
Have you had a chance to be in your tent and go through a rainstorm or anything yet?
No.
Not a storm, but rain, yes. We've definitely gotten rained on.
Yes, we've been rained on, but not. Not stormed on.
Okay. How many knots do you know how to tie?
I don't know, two or three.
Two or three? You're 10. He's got 10.
Well, you taught us those knots
that in the spring at our camp out. Right. You taught us, and then we were at the lake, actually, at Lake Maloney, and we saw that Eagle Scout project. We were with my parents. We sat at that new fire pit area with those really nice benches. And anyway, there was some people had a flotation thing that they tried to tie a knot, but it wasn't working. And so I used the knot that you taught us, and I was like, I hope they can untie it. But I think you can, because it has the loop where you can just pull it and it comes undone. But
yep.
I loved learning that skill. I was able to just tie that right up there so it wouldn't float away. And
I noticed in that particular segment, you know, the kids were having a good time. But I had mentioned to the parents that, you know, if you ever need to lash a kayak down to the top of a vehicle or something like that, they could sit in too. And you and a number of other the parents were in there and got into it, loved it. So
yes, that's such a useful skill.
It is. I was just, Tristan and I were just talking earlier this morning off air. I think I haven't invented a unique knot. It's a double slip knot, but it holds as tight as a bowline.
Wow.
So I'm making sure I can consistently tie it, and then maybe we'll have to do that sometime.
Well, we're at our Splash in a Scouting event. We're planning to use some of those knots because we're going to tie up a tarp with some holes in it and play kind of like a cornhole type game with some sponges. But we need to use those knots to get the tarp to stay up. And so, yeah, Alicia was asking me, I hope you remember that.
I remember that one. I had to teach you how to tie a persic knot so you could slide it and stretch it.
Yeah.
Like that. That's cool. Now, is there going to be somebody on hand if parents coming in, they have questions about scouting? Is there going to be somebody available to answer questions?
At the Splash in a Scouting, yes. We're definitely going to have an information table, and we're going to have our, we have a man in charge of Cooper McDermott, not Cooper McDermott, his dad, Donald McDermott, is the one in charge of our, what's that called? He'll talk to everybody and explain it. But we're all going to be there. All of us are planning to be there and help out. And
okay.
We just really hope people want to join. And
so it's going to be.
It's just wonderful.
11 a.m. at Centennial Park, and that's the one just west of the hospital there.
Uh-huh, across from the soccer fields there.
Across from the soccer fields.
And by that new playground, the community playground that was put in, right by there in the gazebo. And
the gazebo's a cool spot there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else
Free
we'd
food.
Like to add?
Scouting's a wonderful program.
What do you want to say?
Joshua, do you want to say something about scouts on the radio?
No.
He was telling me the other day, I was saying you could say what you like, and he was saying how much he likes the camping, the campouts. He likes the bottle rockets.
The shooting.
Yeah, he likes the shooting. Samuel loves the archery.
Are you good at that, Samuel? All right.
And they also have BB guns, too.
Yep, I helped one time with the BB gun target practice, Well, thank you guys for coming in and being on the show.
Thank you for all your support and help and caring about our kids and
you
teaching
bet.
Them
Scouting
skills.
Scouting is great. So I hope you get a lot of people turning out, and it doesn't cost anything to attend.
No, it's completely free, and just come have a good time and even learn about scouting. And
very
meet
good.
Some nice people. We'd love
very
to just
good.
Meet anybody.
That's it for this week, folks. See you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.